New Jersey this past week released its latest data of bias incidents in the state, showing that reports of harassment, discrimination, jumped for the second straight year. 1,441 total bias incidents took place in 2020, highest total ever. That's a 45% increase from the 2019 number. This is data that's compiled by the state police. This included what are being called dramatic increases in bias incidents, hate crimes targeting Black, Latino, Asian, along with LGBTQ plus communities. Incidents involving Asian or Pacific Islander individuals jumped 82% between 2019 and 2020. Attorney General Gurbel Graywall said his office is going to start publishing hate crime statistics for New Jersey more frequently, not just once a year, to help local law enforcement as well as the public better deal with this problem, admit to the problem in some cases. Data now compiled annually will be updated monthly starting next month. Graywall also noted that there's a online source for reporting hate crimes and other bias incidents, bias.njcivilrights.gov, bias.njcivilrights.gov. Group called Stop AAPI Hate, since the nonprofit tracks harassment and attacks against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. They've recorded 3,795 incidents of anti-Asian discrimination across the U.S. over the past year, from March 2020 to February this year. Now, while the Atlanta shooting massacre wasn't provoked by racial hatred, although some of the media are trying to approach it with that angle, it has at least created attention for an issue that's been serious for a long time, with a dramatic increase starting since the coronavirus pandemic broke out last March. And you might recall not too long ago here on Issues and Ideas, we detailed some of the hate crimes against Asians here in New Jersey, many of them perpetrated by fools blaming innocent Asians, obviously, for the pandemic. Didn't help, certainly, that having a now former name-caller-in-chief using terms like Kung Flu and the China virus. But hopefully with more frequent reporting of the violence, more conversations about it, this will diffuse it and eventually defeat it.